from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12 and following. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male or female slave, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or any of the resident aliens in your town, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. I'm kind of intrigued by the word that our scripture pronounced very early on in that reading. Observe the Sabbath day. I like that word. You know, when I think of observing something, it means to hold your life according or respectful to that calling. As good law-abiding citizens, we are called to observe the speed limits. You know, I was introduced recently to a new concept. Maybe some of you know this. You have traditional speed limit signs, but then every once in a while you see those little yellow speed limit signs, right? They're not really speed limits, is what I found out. You that may be in law enforcement, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to get a ticket. But I understand that the yellow signs differ from traditional speed limit signs because they're not a law to observe. They are more of a suggestion. If you're going around a curve, they say, we suggest that you go 35 miles an hour rather than the posted speed limit. Now, some of us look at speed limit signs as a suggestion, right? We don't observe those too strictly. My sister-in-law, Mawanya, she is good at seeing speed limits as a suggestion. And her daughter, Taylor's just gotten her driver's license, and she is a girl after her mama's own heart. And the family has this app called Life 360. Some of you may have this, where you can follow along each other on their cell phone. You know where they are at all times. But also, if they make a trip, you can tell how fast they were going. Recently, Taylor had made a trip, and Mom was checking her Life 360, and Taylor had been traveling 86 miles an hour. Just got her driver's license. Now, Mawanya's kind of fiery. She's not sweet and innocent like my dear wife, Manya. And she just about hit the roof. She blessed out her husband, Scott, like it was his fault. And she said, that's it. I'm taking her keys. We may take her license. I don't know if she'll ever drive again, Scott. And he said, Scott's real level-headed. He said, I just don't know if I can argue with you about this one now. But he said, Mawanya, do tell me this. When was it that she was going 86 miles an hour? She said, it was last night about 10 o'clock. He said, Mawanya, she was riding with you last night at 10 o'clock. You were the one driving 86 miles an hour, not her. The speed limit in her mind is a suggestion. But here in our scripture today, I love what this commandment says to us, that we are called to observe. It's not a suggestion. We are called to observe the Sabbath day. But you know what I like even more so than the word observe here? Is that the writer says, not only observe the Sabbath, but keep it holy. Wow. You know what I hear the writer saying to us there? yesterday as we celebrated the life of our dear Ruth and had a wonderful worship service in this sanctuary. And we traveled from here to the graveside all along the road as we traveled. When people would see our lights on, they would pull over. At the very least, they would stop. Many would pull over to the shoulder of the road. Now, that was not a law. No one would have arrested them had they not paid their respects. But you see what they were doing? They were seeing that, my friends, not as something they needed to observe, but as something holy. You see the difference? The celebration and the reverence for the gift of life from our God above, that is something to adore as holy. And that's how her life was celebrated and revered yesterday. You see, I think that's at the root of what Moses and our Lord is saying to us in this commandment. Not only church, not only people of faith, should we try to observe and see the commandment of the Sabbath as a suggestion. But no, this is something holy. And embrace it with reverence. Now, that lends to another question for us. Why is the Sabbath holy? You know, when I considered the Sabbath in preparation for this text today, I saw that it seemed that there were four R's that really stood out of what makes and reminds us why we should cherish this Sabbath day. The first R of the Sabbath that we observe is a day of rest. It's a day to renew ourselves, to be strengthened. J.C. Penney once said this, the founder of that great home store said, I can do a year's worth of work in 11 months, but not in 12. Sounds like Mr. Fred Smith. I can do a year's worth of work in 11 months, but not 12. Wise is the one who understands that there is time needed for us to rest and renew. Have you noticed the turtles traveling lately? Seems like every time I go down the road, a couple of turtles are crossing my path. And you know what I'm kind of amazed by? Turtles don't move real quickly, correct? But rarely do you see a turtle that has been run over on the road. Now, you always see deer or something like that, and heaven forbid, a skunk. But turtles, in their calculated slow movement, you see, they don't get in such a hurry that they get themselves endangered as often. Maybe that's a lesson to us. Sometimes if we're running so fast, we're running trying to do so much and we end up doing so little or doing the wrong things. We can learn from the turtles, calculate and pace ourselves and rest and hear the call of the Sabbath to renew ourselves. The second R that I think the Sabbath helps us with. The Sabbath helps us to remember. Did you hear in our passage, the very end of our scripture today, that in verse 15, the people of faith, it says, begins by saying, remember that you were slaves in Egypt and that the Lord your God brought you out with His mighty hand. I don't know about y'all, but what I found, if I'm in such a hurry, I can't remember. I forget things. Does that happen to you when you get in a hurry? I remember a couple of years ago, we had the luau at Lynn and Norris's home. And Leon and I were walking out. We had been having a festive time. We'd eaten a lot, and we got ready to go, and Diane and Lauren had left Leon. You remember that, Diane? They were in a hurry, Leon. And because they were in a hurry, they didn't remember. Now, I can't tell you exactly in worship today what Leon said. But he wasn't humming "Love Me Tender." I do things like that. When I get in a hurry, when I fail to slow down and rest, I can't remember. I get so much on my plate that I fail to remember what's most important in life. You see, that's the call of the Sabbath. When we rest, when we slow down, when we be quiet in worship, we remember what we have to worship about. We remember how God has blessed us. We hear the call of this scripture where it says, "Remember that I delivered you with my hand through my grace and for my love." That's the gift of God. When we pause, church, we remember how we have been blessed by our Lord above. Certainly, we've all had our own journey, haven't we, through Egypt? Don't we all know what it's like to be in bondage of our own slavery? Perhaps not physical slavery, but something else that may have held us hostage or crippled our existence or the joy in our family and life. When we pause to rest on the Sabbath, we remember that God saw us through it. The third R of the Sabbath is to revere our God in worship. You see, all of these go together. I'm convinced that when we rest, when we slow down every once in a while and pace ourselves, then we remember the second R of the Sabbath, and when we remember what God has done for us, it's then, Frank, that we are called to revere God in worship. It's a natural response. Isn't that the way it works in family? When we remember those who've poured love into our life, when we pause long enough to consider how we've been blessed by the forebearers in our faith and the family we have with us now, when we remember their impact, we give thanks. And so it is, even in a more profound way, in our relationship with the giver of life, with the Savior of our souls. When we come into this holy house, we have rested, we remember, and we revere God and worship and praise His holy name. You know, another reason I'm convinced God calls us to worship on the Sabbath, it's because when we are thankful people, we are also more joy-filled people. We're happier, right? When we pause long enough to count our blessings instead of focusing on everything that's wrong in our life, with our job, in our church, with our community, with our nation, we can all wallow in the defeats, the challenges, the adversity. Certainly they're there for us, and we can't ignore those. But just as importantly, can't we pause and consider all that we have to be thankful for? When I do that, friends, there is more joy in my life, and I'm more able to serve the world around me. You see, I think that's why God calls us so passionately as His children to worship. It's not just that our God is worthy of worship. And yes, He is. But for His children, for you, for me, He wants us to have the fullness of joy. He knows to do that, you have to begin. You have to begin with your faith by counting your blessings by worship. Solomon said it this way, right? In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we reflected on yesterday in Ruth's service. Solomon, the man of wisdom, the teacher of all, the man of great wealth. He was known for his wealth. He was known for his wisdom. He was known for his power as he led the people Israel. Here's what Solomon said at the end of his life. He said at the end of the matter, here's what matters. Fear God. Worship God. Love God. Friends, that's the first thing of our faith. That's why we gather. Not for Sunday school first and foremost. Not for Bible reading first and foremost. Not even for singing first and foremost. All of these are important that we celebrate this day. But first and foremost, this is the day of worship. Of remembering and giving reverence to our God. And finally, the fourth R of the Sabbath that I'm mindful of today is the Sabbath, friends. It's a reward. It's a gift. A gift to you. A gift to me in the busyness of our life. In the call upon our faith to serve the world, to do for others. God says, I want to gift you, my dear souls, with a day of rest. You don't have to take it. But shouldn't we cherish what's been given to us? So friends, on this day, and every first day, every Sabbath day, every resurrection day as we celebrate as Christian people, may we continue to not only observe the Sabbath, but indeed keep it holy. Amen.